are listening to eBay Radio, where the shipping is free, the variation is multiple, and all the selling is above standard. Here is your host, Griff.
This segment is brought to you by Stamps.com, postage from your PC. You've heard about dropshipping. We talk a lot about it on the show. And you think you might want to give it a try, and that's understandable. But first, you'd like to know more about it, and that too is understandable. Well, here now to tell us about dropshipping success is Brandon Del Grosso. He's the CEO of Doba, D-O-B-A. Brandon, how has dropshipping changed for suppliers in the last 10 years?
Thanks for having me on the show, Griff. 10 years ago, we actually started Doba 11 years ago, and I remember when we started it, trying to talk to a supplier and have them understand the concept of dropshipping was pretty foreign to them. They weren't too interested in it. They liked the traditional model, buy in bulk, you warehouse it, you ship it, you take care of the returns, you do all of that yourself. But what has changed really is the internet and the influx of online sellers and marketplaces like eBay and Amazon, where there's a lot more selling happening online, where the consumer isn't interested in actually physically touching the product anymore. They're just looking at an image, they're interested in the product, and they buy the product. And so with that, you're seeing a pretty big shift in how suppliers are embracing the concept of dropshipping. I recently returned from a trip. I went around the country meeting with a lot of our current suppliers, and I asked them, you know, your business now versus 10 years ago, what kind of an increase are you seeing in your dropship side of it? All of them see a growth every year. One of them I talked to said that 5 years ago, maybe 25% of their product orders were dropshipped for their resellers. And now it's 75%. And then another one I met with says that their entire business now has switched over to facilitating dropshipping business for the resellers.
So, Brandon, what are some of the challenges that dropship suppliers face when they work with smaller online retailers?
So I asked that same question to them. You know, these suppliers, because of the internet as well, they get hit up by a lot of smaller sellers asking to resell their products. And the feedback I got from them was there's really two big challenges. One is time, and the other one is data. And what I mean by time is they said it's very tedious and time-consuming to set up a new account, a new reseller account. You know, there's credit applications. They have to set up terms. They have to do the order processing, set up account receivables. All of these take a lot of time for a supplier. And so what they're trying to do is decide, is my time well spent trying to work with maybe these smaller resellers versus just dedicating most of my time on some big resellers? The other issue is the data. Sometimes they have a tough time getting the accurate product data to a lot of different resellers or merchants, you know, trying to get them images and descriptions and inventory counts is a big one so that reseller knows, is this a product in stock? Can I sell it? And will it be there when I end up processing that order? And so those are the two biggest challenges that I'm seeing that suppliers are being faced with right now.
What's required for a supplier to be a dropship vendor for Doba? Do you just take anyone, or are there requirements for these?
Yeah, because I got a bridge in Brooklyn. I want to offer.
Oh, and I'm looking for a bridge.
You know, we do have some requirements, and what's important is we have to kind of police the suppliers that are in the Doba application. But the three biggest ones really is we want the supplier to guarantee the lowest dropship price. So we want suppliers that they understand that they have to have good pricing if they really want to get orders. And especially if they're going to be working with internet retailers, people who are selling on auctions, they want good pricing so they can make a margin when they resell it. The other one is fast ship times. We want to know that if we give you an order, from one of our merchants, that it's going to get shipped quickly. And then the third that is actually becoming very, very common is blind drop shipping. And what I mean by that is last thing you want is the supplier to get an order and then they put inside of that box, or they may maybe use their own box that has their brand all over it and who they are as a supplier, and then they ship that to, you know, your end consumer who purchased that from you, they open the box and then they realize, oh, all this stuff came from this particular supplier. So those are the main things that we want to see from the vendor. And then, of course, we monitor that. We want to know, you know, we'll when we get a new supplier onboarded, we'll order a product from them and have it shipped to our office just so we can see how it's packaged and what kind of materials they put in it and how fast their ship times are.
We've known you for a long time.
Yes,
and
we have.
Yeah, a long time. Probably the whole 11 years, maybe. At least 10, I think.
Yeah, it's been a long time. In fact, I think we were one of the charter members of an eBay certified program that was started probably 9 years ago, you know, with the eBay Live events. So, yeah, it's been a while.
How have the changes that have come about in the drop shipping business impacted Doba's business?
You know, it's actually been a big benefit to us. You know, we're no longer in that position that we were maybe 11 years ago where we contacted a supplier and said, hey, we want to work with you on a drop ship level where we tend to get a lot more no's. Now we get a lot of yeses because they're experiencing those pain points I mentioned earlier with time and data, and they see Doba coming in to really help with that because of what we do. We handle the order fulfillment. We collect all their data in one single format. We handle the RMAs. We handle the customer support with a lot of these orders. And so we're now seeing that some of these suppliers are actually, if a reseller comes to them and says, hey, I want to buy your products, they're starting to say, hey, go to Doba. Because at Doba, you can get access to all my products. You'll be able to get inventory updates. You can process your orders. And they'll take care of you on the customer service level. And so it's actually been a really good thing for us. This year, for example, in December, which of course we know is one of the biggest retail months of the year, we actually experienced a 40% growth in order volume this December versus last December.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That's good.
That's fantastic. And Doba works with a lot of niche suppliers. Can you tell us about some of the hot-selling products that are in the catalog?
Because we miss your Doba deals.
Yeah,
we do.
You know what? We have some random stuff in there. I was just, my product team came to me last week and said, you won't believe what we're seeing selling in our catalog. In fact, we sold so much of this one product. Right now, it is out of stock until we can get it replenished from the supplier. But they were, this is kind of funny, but they're armpit curlers.
Wait, back up.
Who cares? Who's really concerned about
that?
Hey, I really want to get the right curl in my armpit hair, but for some reason, some company manufactured this crazy product, and it caught on, supposedly, because we ended up selling out of it from that supplier, and we need more of that type of product. But yeah, it's a really funny type of product to sell, and people were making margin on it.
So is underarm hair coming back?
Who knows? I don't know if it must. You know, somebody.
Well, thank you for ruining my morning.
I couldn't imagine using it. I think it'd be a pretty odd product to use.
Well, how do you explain?
Another one that just to mention is we had a product. So, you know the Beats by Dr. Dre?
Oh, yeah. Sure. John's got the headset.
Earbuds. We had a supplier that had those earbuds, and we had resellers selling that product on eBay. So this is specifically on eBay. The cost we had on those was $56, and that included shipping. And they sold on eBay for $147, and that included shipping.
Wow.
So that was a $91 profit or 62% profit margin on that type of product.
Wow.
So that's on the electronic side, which tends to be a very highly competitive category. Typically very thin margins on it, but you know, you can find these types of products to resell. And eBay's been a great platform for a lot of these sales to happen.
And we're always pushing on this show, at least I am, about trying drop shipping, because there are a lot of people who complain to me they can't go out thrifting.
Yeah, that's true.
They can't get out of their house. Maybe they're a stay-at-home mom with 7 kids. Sometimes people in wheelchairs call me. Sometimes people who just say, Lee, selling on eBay is my second job. I have a day job. And unless I spend my entire weekends going thrifting, I have no products to sell on eBay, and I always suggest you guys to them.
Hey, we appreciate that. And we've always had a special, of course, for eBay radio listeners. We love the eBay community, and it's fun for me to see, you know, as the CEO of Doba, so many orders happening on that marketplace. It kind of validates what we're trying to accomplish, which is we're just trying to make it easier for sellers and buyers to successfully do business. We want to make that transaction easier. We want to make it easier for that mom who does stay at home and maybe can't go and buy a lot of product and warehouse it and ship it. But what can we do to help her, you know, see some success through a drop shipping platform? And so it works well. So we do have an offer, of course, always for eBay radio listeners. If you go to dropshipfreetrial.com, we offer a 14-day free trial, and you can try it out instead of our standard 7-day trial.
Thank Perfect. You. That's Brandon. Very nice. Brandon, I hope we see you in Vegas in June. We just opened registration today.
I saw the email.
Yeah. So we hope we see you there. We have, I think, each year. I think we've seen you there.
That's right.
Yep.
And I hope
we
do again. It's always great to hear your voice, too, and looking forward to speaking with you again, Brandon.
Thanks, Brandon.
All right.
Doba.com, D-O-B-A.com. Check it out. You may find a product source that you didn't know about. This segment of eBay Radio was brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Why not air your eBay laundry on the air here at 888-RADIO-30. That's 888-723-4630. When we come back with more of eBay Radio.
Never go to the post office again. That's what Stamps.com has in mind for every eBay seller. So we've created a custom program just for you. It's a double freebie. A free program for eBay sellers and a bonus 5-pound shipping scale. Shipping and handling fee required. The free program is custom designed with all the great features you've come to love with Stamps.com. Get your double freebie at Stamps.com/eBay Radio. That's Stamps.com/eBay Radio.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, TerraPeak, and Cabbage. Best-selling author, speaker, and leading eBay educator, Janelle Elms, will share 5 tips on ensuring a successful business this year, and you'll get a free goal-setting sheet. The webinar is free, Wednesday, January 29th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com or do a search in iTunes for eBay radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
Our goal for the eBay Radio Show is to help our audience achieve and maintain top-rated seller status. We want to know if you've got something to share that will help us achieve that goal. Please send your press releases, articles, and announcements to us at guest@voicemarketing.com. Please include your contact info so we can follow up with you if need be. Again, that email address is guest@voicemarketing.com. Is there something you'd like to tell us?
Scrambling for receipts to do taxes can make anyone crazy, and having to organize them with Outright, the problem solved, along with a bunch of others, like you saving time and headaches, not only with taxes, but with every accounting task you perform. Keep track of all your accounts, all your sales, in all your stores, automatically. No more shoeboxes full of receipts. With Outright, you're always organized. Outright, put your small business finances on autopilot, free, in the App Center.
How can you increase your profits without increasing sales? Simple. Source smarter. Let Genco Marketplace show you the hidden profit opportunity in retail returns and closeouts. We're America's largest wholesale liquidator, and every day we resell brand-name merchandise to online sellers for a fraction of wholesale. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GENCO Marketplace.com/eBay.